20 years ago, the Caribbean and Central America were inflamed with a virus that we called communism. It was in its ascendancy. But thanks to the courageous vision and leadership of President Ronald Reagan and many on both sides of the aisle in this Congress, the people of the United States of America invested in freedom. And now, 20 years hence, we see fledgling democracies, even democracies that have sent soldiers to stand with our soldiers in Operation Iraqi Freedom. It is that nightmare turned into a dream of democracy that is at stake today in the vote on the Central America Free Trade Agreement. Having stood with those who stood for freedom 20 years ago, let us not, in this Congress and in this nation, turn our backs today on those same fledgling democracies that are embracing our principles of free market economics and freedom. Say yes to freedom in Central America. Vote yes on CAFTA and keep the dream of ever-expanding democracy and American ideals in our hemisphere alive.
Gentlemen's